This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas that was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico, 7 from Guatemala, and 2 were Honduran. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' top aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified before the made-for-TV January 6 committee, saying Trump attacked Secret Service agents and tried to take over a moving SUV. Two Secret Service agents have now come forward to dispute that claim and have agreed to testify. Lawmakers in California continue to astonish the American people with decisions they make regarding law enforcement and escalating crime.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to 5 fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of 7 men and 5 women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision. The Biden laptop continues to expose President Biden. He's been caught misleading the American people.
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
President Biden in a 2018 voicemail.
Hey, pal, it's bad. It's 8:15 Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this could be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer on Fox News says Biden's Department of Justice won't do anything, but Republicans will expose the truth.
There will be an investigation. I can guarantee that. We have already been conducting a lot of interviews. We have been conducting a lot of research. We have combed over the hard drive. The Department of Justice can continue to sit around and do nothing and act like there's not a problem. But regardless of what happened, we are going to hold hearings in January. We would love to have Hunter Biden come before the hearings.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
sound? You know, the problem about being dishonest or even lying is that you can kind of confuse yourself. It kind of like my dad used to say, look, if you're going to be a liar, you better have a great memory. And this is what's happening to the Democratic Party. I mean, think about it. They've really got themselves twisted up in a very confusing kind of pretzel logic sort of manner. I mean, they're even confusing themselves over the meaning of choice. I mean, think about it. When it comes to abortion, you have a choice. But when it comes to guns and vaccines, no choice. Okay, I'm going to let you process that again, all right? This is what it is. This is, you know, the illogic of these radical Democrats. When it comes to abortion, you must have a choice. But when it comes to guns and vaccines, you don't get a choice. You do what we tell you to do. This is, you know, look it. I know Donald Trump reminded everybody and announced that America would never be a socialist nation. But in so many ways, we've already allowed certain aspects of socialism come in, and we allow voices of socialism to speak, whether it's Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders in certain regards and respects and topics, that sort of thing. I mean, it's like, where is the constitutional filter? And of course, we don't get any counterbalance from the mainstream media that is supposed to be reporting on these things. No, they're all in, and they've abandoned their reason to exist. And that is to have a free and fair press, to make sure the governed are well informed. And the fact of the matter is, the reason that we have a, as Rush Limbaugh would refer to it, as a low information voter, you got to put this at the doorstep of, you got to put it at the doorstep of the mainstream media that has abandoned their job. And they've gotten in the propaganda business. I mean, this is really a sad commentary, because I'm not sure these kids, you know, as journalists, as would-be journalists, went to college and said, oh, when I come out, I'm going to be a propagandist. I want to be, you know, like all the propagandists of the Nazi Party and other socialist parties and communist parties. I want to be like them when I grow up. I don't think that was the ideal necessarily, even though they were groomed along the way by professors that said this is the way it should be. All based on theory, you notice, because this is what amazes me, is that so much of what's happening in our world today seems to be coming out of the faculty lunchrooms, where you get all these, you know, uber intelligent types, alleged intelligent types, that think they know so much, and they're all in their cocoons, in their, as Dr. Wilford Riley would refer to them, they're in their own vacuums. They're self-administered vacuums and cylinders of information. They're echo chambers. And that's all they hear. There's no contrarian view. There's no challenge on an idea that would really bring life and make an idea better. No, it's just going to be, you know, my way or no way. And, of course, when you're got the power of a grade to give, and you've got impressionable young people who are still learning, and you've taken away from them one of the most critical aspects and benefits of an education, that is critical thought and exercise. When you take that away from them or you limit that, I mean, to me, that's malpractice. That's abusive to the generations yet to come who will be in control of our government and our world, so to speak, in varying levels. And they've been compromised, all brought to you by these institutions that you're indebted to, that in a sense is kind of a modern-day version. You've heard me say this before, and I see this so clearly. It's this modern-day version of owing your store to the company store. You owe your soul to the company store. And for some of you, this may be the first time you're, well, what does that mean? Well, I happen to grow up in an era when there was Tennessee Ernie Ford, and he had this song that you owe your soul to the company store, which was relevant to people on the plantation. And the company stores were the stores that operated in these different plantations that the people who worked on those plantations, they could only buy from. So, I mean, you know, these slave owners and these plantation owners had it coming and going. And in some respects, it's almost like, okay, we've moved from the plantations now to a broader perspective where our government has become the company store. Does that sound extreme? I mean, think about it. You know, they're controlling our energy. They're telling us what we must pay for energy. There's no free market anymore. And, of course, it's laughable. The president goes overseas to try to get money or try to get oil, you know, from France and other nations, right, on his way to United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. And Macron already has talked to them. I mean, Joe Biden, you think Joe Biden, again, this is what's so crazy. We talked about this before. Can you trust Joe Biden to negotiate on behalf of the American people? Look, I know you hate Trump, but let me tell you, between Joe Biden and Donald, give me Donald Trump any time to negotiate on behalf of the American people. We're going to get deliverables. We're going to be better off with a negotiation with a negotiator like Donald Trump versus Joe Biden or even Barack Obama, because we were constantly getting fleeced under Barack Obama, as charming as he is, and as many people would like to say, oh, he's probably one of the best presidents ever. I'm not sure how you're quantifying that, but okay. I mean, that's your opinion. That's fine. But, you know, when I look at the empirical evidence and the results, it's not happening. It's not there. So Joe Biden, unlike other presidents, before they go and meet with world leaders, we'll have what you call deliverables. It's already been pre-negotiated. All they're there is for a photo op and sign the announcement and the declaration. And, you know, everybody's high-fiving. Not with Joe Biden. That's why I said going into this, what do you think? What kind of deliverables do you think he's going to come back with? Bupkis. And I don't blame him. I mean, you know, I don't blame the United Arab Emirates or even Saudi Arabia to say, why are you coming to us for oil? You guys were not that long ago. You were energy independent. You got plenty of oil back home. If you want oil, go to your own home and get your own oil. Don't come and beg us for oil. That's the bottom line of all this, right? So are you surprised? You know, I mean, I don't know how much more evidence and how much more pain you have to experience under these democratic socialist policies. See, and this is what they foresee for America forever. And we got to be careful. And I say we got to be careful because don't think just because the Democrats, they're on the lunatic fringe, that some of the Republicans aren't following their way. Because the Republicans are being pulled more and more. They're no longer in the center. They're really pulled over left of center because they're trying to meet somewhere halfway with the lunatic fringe. Instead of just saying, hey, look, it's the lunatic fringe. Let them go. Let them fall off the cliff if they want to fall off the cliff. You don't need to go and meet with them until they come back to some center reasoning that is, you know, puts you in a position of reasonable negotiation and expectation. But you have to give up too much if you're going to negotiate with the lunatic fringe. And this is what McConnell and the Republicans and Kevin McCarthy seem to want to do. At least from my humble opinion and what I'm seeing from my observation point, this isn't win-win for the American people. It's win-lose. We might temporarily gain a couple of shekels, a couple, all right, but nothing serious. You know, because the Democrats, like all their bad news, finds a way to continue to live another day. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
But we are sick and tired of hearing the song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
You know, hopefully many politicians are hearing. I mean, this is an old song from Stevie Wonder, but boy, I'll tell you, it's very appropriate today because the bottom line is, hey, look, at if you really want to hear from we the people, you haven't done nothing, as Stevie Wonder writes. Nina May can run, she can hide, but she can't always stay away. I can track her down. I have my ways. And she is with us right now, the producer, director of Renaissance Women Productions. Nina, finally glad to get caught up with you. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing wonderful. I appreciate your column here. You say there's one word that connects abortion, guns, and vaccines, and this is choice. I think it's a unique perspective that nobody else has brought out. So this is great insight that you bring to the debate to help us understand what's going on. You said if you take Biden's speech about the Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, condemning their findings, and replace the word abortion for choice with the word vaccine or vaccine mandates, you'll clearly see that his argument turns on itself and begs a deeper dive into the duplicity and hypocrisy of the stance on the issue of choice. Well right. Said, by the way.
Oh, thank you. No, and it's true. In fact, when they first started talking about vaccine mandates, I was telling my lawyer friends, I said, but that can't stand if Roe is not overturned. If Roe is standing in the Supreme Court, they cannot tell a woman that she has to put this poison in her body. If they can say that she can kill an unborn baby, they have to say that she has the right to reject putting this poison in her body. La, 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 nothing to see to move along. Everyone right. just ignored the obvious. And then at the same time, that same woman that they're now saying is going to be burdened with having to go to another state to get an abortion if it's not allowed in her state, that same woman can't just go into any state and say, I want to buy a gun, I want to open carry, I want a constitutional carry, I want to have a magazine that, you know, holds 15 bullets or whatever, because every single state has a different law. And guess what? That's in the Constitution. That's the Second Amendment for a woman to have the right to keep and bear arms. The whole abortion issue, the law, there's nothing in the Constitution about guaranteeing the right of one person to kill another person without there being consequences. There's nothing. So that was made up out of whole cloth. It's what they call a penumbra, sort of the shadow of a right. So there needs to be consistency, I guess, in this discussion.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, this is what's lost in the process, Nina, when emotions take over. We can't really reason. I keep using this analogy, and it just seems so appropriate to me. I grew up in California on the West Coast, near the water, and I would observe lifeguards who would observe people who are drowning. And I'm going, hello, person drowning, aren't you, you know, where's the sense of urgency? How come you're not jumping out of your perch to go save that person? And they would sit there and just let these person just fight themselves, you know, the drowning person fight themselves in the water. And afterwards, they finally explained to me and said, well, look, we know as lifeguards, we don't go in and save somebody right away. If we do, in their panic, they will pull us down and we'll both drown. We have to let them fight themselves out, and then we're able to control the situation. And philosophically, I find ourselves in the same condition. Here, you've got all, you know, you've got some of this rioting that's taking place over here, and you've got all this emotion that we really can't stop and have a reasonable conversation, because the fact of the matter is you have a majority of women after 49 years experiencing the horrors of abortion and the reality and, oh yeah, right, the science of abortion,
right.
have said, wow, this is, you know, I've killed my child. And the heartbreak of the reality of that, you know, of that awareness is so deafening, Nina, that I think you just have to be so discompassionate and unmerciful not to appreciate the hearts of these women who are aching right now.
Oh, absolutely. And another huge irony is if you look at this vaccine that they're requiring these women take, they have resulted in more miscarriages, more stillborn births, more deaths after the birth than anything we've ever seen in this country. It is a pandemic of death now, and no one's talking about that. No
exactly.
one's telling a woman. Doctors are not telling a woman not to get the vaccine when she's pregnant. They're basically saying, oh, you need to protect yourself and your unborn child. Now, any logical person would go, wait a second. There's too many cases of people taking the vaccine and then, you know, killing their baby. They have a miscarriage 2 or 3 days later. No, I'm not going to take the vaccine. well, if you don't take the vaccine, you can't come into our hospital and give birth here. Again, choice is being taken away from these women, and choice that is based on scientific facts that this vaccine is killing people. And it's really interesting. You have someone like Hillary Clinton say right into the camera, more women are going to die. Well, Hillary, 60 million, over 60 million babies have been killed. Half of those, you know, were female. So that's 30 million women that have already died because of this abortion ruling, you know, that, that abortion was legal for all these years. So what women are you talking about? Oh, wait, is it the ones that are taking the vaccine and their uterus is being shred by that thing and they're bleeding to death? What about those women? So, again, I mean, we just need to put it all out on the table and talk about it as it all relates to each other.
Right. Well, you see, and for the women who have experienced this in much the same way, Nina, you know, years ago you had thalidomide, right? You had the resulting thalidomide babies and the miscarriages and all that that took place. And it took science a number of years to respond to that. And so here we are, we're repeating history once again for some other ulterior agenda that is nothing short of diabolical to do this
to
women in an era that we just, it wasn't that long ago, everything was hashtag women, right? And now we don't even know what a woman is. We're really twisted up, aren't we?
Well, we are, and it's really hard to sort of keep up with their folly. Because 1 minute is this and the next minute is that. 1 minute they're marching for women's rights, and then the woman who just got appointed to the Supreme Court can't even tell you what a woman is. So should we just sort of make it up out of a whole cloth and say, okay, a woman is an XX chromosome? No, wait, we didn't make that up. That's the way it's always been since the beginning. But why can't you use that as the definition of a woman? Oh, because it's not fair to the ones that are XY chromosome and want to identify as an XX chromosome. Well, you can't identify with a cow and suddenly become a cow. It doesn't make any sense. It's just not logical. Mm-hmm.
But that's coming to a theater near you soon.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, the way this is so absurd. But you see, Nina, I keep thinking there's going to be some voice that's going to break through the noise and clutter to just say, you know, you're kind of crazy. You know, it reminds me of there was a movie called Wattstax. This was after the Watts riots. And there was this recurring theme constantly when you had, you know, these black Americans talking about, you know, social injustice and, you know, just their perceptions about what was going on. And some of the stuff was pretty bizarre because it was just, hey, just people just not even engaging any kind of logic or reason. They were just emotionally regurgitating on the screen. And what would happen is time and again, they would cut to Richard Pryor, and Richard Pryor would say, he would use the N-word, but he'd say, that guy's crazy. And any other derivative of, you know, punctuating that what that person just said was nuts, you know, Richard Pryor would come back repeatedly throughout this movie. And it's almost like in the life we live in right now, we need to have some voice to come in. That's crazy. You know, women who or men who decide they want to be women, competing with women, taking away their scholarships, that's crazy. Okay? I mean, and end of discussion. I mean, if you want to have that discussion, go off in your corner and, you know, heaven help you. But, you know, in today's America, that's not acceptable. But we don't. We're so tolerable that we accept the intolerable.
Well, and it's based on fear, too. People
yeah, of course.
Called racist or scared of being called homophobic or whatever, so they keep silent. And that's the intimidation tactic they use that controls everyone and the debate. And we've got to put a stop to it.
And the bottom line is, are we more free or less free as a result, Nina May?
Right. That's exactly right. We're less free because people, again, are afraid to speak for fear of being called names. Well, you know what? They've already called us the names. Go ahead and speak the truth. You know?
Right.
What are they going to do, lock you up? Well, okay, I guess they have locked a few people up for speaking the truth, but, you know.
Yeah, as we know.
Can't live in fear, just can't live in
well,
fear.
Well, Nina May, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
You're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas that was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico, 7 from Guatemala, and 2 were Honduran. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our next guest, who just called in just a moment ago, and we got disconnected, and I think he's calling us from, from prison. Okay, his name is Jake Lang. He's one of the January 6 prisoners being held unconstitutionally. He's been held for over a year. And we wanted to have this opportunity to hear his story, the true story, the story as well of other political prisoners. He's also going to talk about a new documentary that's titled The Truth About January the 6th. I mean, what we're seeing, and of course, I get it. Probably most of us, the majority of Americans are seeing what's going on, from Capitol Hill in this hearing that is being presented to us by Congress, and we get it, that it's a bunch of propaganda, that we're not getting the whole truth. There's no, there's nobody questioning. There's no opposing viewpoint. It is coming in with a fixed objective and agenda and a narrative that they want us to believe. Now, Jake has reconnected with us. Hey, Jake, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jake, now, just so that I understand, our audience understands, are you calling us from jail right now?
Yeah, I'm in 22-hour solitary confinement, 520 days. Political prisoner status is still here, brother.
Unbelievable. Okay, so how are you able to do this, that you could call us and be able to go on the radio and tell your story?
I mean, God blesses me with a great team of people who helped me do the documentary, my father, January Sixers, Christians mm-hmm. that have just come together and put together this whole entire thing. And right now my assistants connected us right to your call.
Unbelievable. Well, we really so respect you and appreciate your time here, Jake, to come on the show and to give people reality. We have been talking about the J6 political prisoners from day one, the lack of due process and everything. But, you know, tell us your story, you know, directly from you that people can hear from a J6 prisoner. What is going on?
I believe that there is a set agenda to absolutely cut down and disenfranchise the conservative voice in this country. Anybody that believes in our founding fathers' principles, the Constitution, the Judeo-Christian values that we find in the Bible, and I am just a spearhead of that. They are using me as a symbol to the American people and all the other Jan Sixers. This is what happens when you stand up against tyranny. This is what happens when you try to defend your Constitution from an illegal coup. I mean, they stole an election from a good president, a constitutionally minded president, President Trump, and they put a socialist tyrant in office. And I'm a casualty of war, and I'm a political prisoner.
Jake, explain to us what you were doing on January the 6th and how you got caught in this net.
So I went down there originally to, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm 27 years old, I own a tech company, a freedom of speech platform called libertycentric.com. I was down there networking with other conservatives and, you know, free speech minded people, and there to support my president, who is a good man. And I was there protesting peacefully, didn't bring any weapons. I was dressed in a dress shirt and slacks. And, you know, he told us to go down to the Capitol and peacefully protest. And we were down there making sure that our elected politicians did the right thing and resent the vote back to the states so they could make sure all the discrepancies were cleared up. And we were there protesting, and all of a sudden flash grenades start getting thrown into the crowd, and tear gas grenades and pepper spray balls out of a paintball gun hitting people in the face. And the crowd started panicking and surging, and the police officers whipped out their batons, and they were on a death march, slamming people, elderly people, women on the top of the head, targeting those people especially to really incite and rile up a crowd full of, I mean, red-blooded American patriots who are drawing a line in the sand saying enough is enough. You can, you know, do all these other things to our country, but you can't steal an election and throw, a senile socialist in office without us standing and protesting and using our God-given rights. And it just turned into a bloodbath, the Capitol. And you can see all this. Don't take my word for it. Go to j6truth.org right now and watch a documentary. It's 40 minutes long. Never before seen footage of the Capitol. It'll blow your mind. And we were absolutely assaulted, ambushed, and even murdered, some of us, on the steps of our own Capitol building, peacefully protesting. And it's a travesty. And the people that died.
You're saying murdered. Yeah, you're saying, Jake, that people were murdered there on the Capitol steps. We know of Ashley Babbitt, but we're not hearing of anybody else being murdered there outside of the Capitol building.
I can tell you, Bill, from my firsthand account, Roseanne Boylan, 34-year-old woman from Georgia, was murdered in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
The Capitol police pepper sprayed this woman, tear gassed her, beat her with batons, and created a reverse stampede where she was trampled. And she died of blood trauma and just of a lack of, you know, asphyxiation, lack of getting air in my arms. I was trying, so she got stuck at the bottom of this dog pile at about 4:20 in the afternoon that day. Grotesque way to die. She was begging for her life, screaming. People could hear her, and then she would fell silent. Too many people piled up on top of her. The Capitol police officers, this is all in the video on j6truth.org. They're prodding people over. Mm-hmm. They're banging people over the head with these batons, these steel batons, pushing people 2, 3, 4 layers deep with like a sea of legs, people swimming through each other. And the people stuck at the bottom of this dog pile were were being killed, they're being murdered, and the Capitol Police are complicit in it. They watched it, they created the situation, and they stood there as people died. And you see in my video people waving their arms, screaming, "Stop, stop, please stop," to the Capitol Police, all unarmed people. There are people dying at the bottom of these dog piles. I mean, they threw people down a reverse stampede down a set of steps and piled them 3-4 deep. Of course people are going to be at risk of losing their life and even dying. And so this poor woman, she gave her life for her country. She's an American hero. And we should you know, memorialize these four. There was also two other patriots that lost their life that day, Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. And they were there's reports of them getting hit with tear gas canisters and flash grenades landing at their feet and them having possible heart attacks from all of the trauma and from the assault that they received at the hands of the Capitol Police. And that's like the Boston Massacre. Four dead American unarmed patriots in our own Capitol.
Unbelievable. When you say the Capitol Police orchestrated this, I want people to understand, what you were saying to us and how they orchestrated this, as opposed to defending the perimeter there. It seems that based on what they did was they added to the problem. They didn't do anything to really calm things down, if I'm hearing you correctly. But go ahead and explain. We've got about a minute and a half this side of this segment here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that Nancy Pelosi and the cabal of socialists up there, they purposely gave orders to the Capitol Police to be as violent as they could be, to be rough with the Trump supporters, with the out-of-towners, and try to incite them up and rile them up into a frenzy by singling out, you know, little groups of people. You'll see this in the documentary, little groups of people that are standing in prayer circles or just standing, like, you know, kind of off to the side praying or protesting, and all of a sudden a flash grenade or tear gas canister lands right in the midst of them. I mean, that's inciting a riot. You can't do that to peaceful protesters. That's not right, and that's not how, you know, America is supposed to operate. We have a constitutional right to protest and to air our redress or grievances out of a fraudulent election. That's what we're there for.
Exactly. So, Jake Lang, this was done repeatedly, not just in one prayer group. This was a concerted effort and a plan that was executed by the Capitol Police, is what you're telling me, correct?
Most assuredly. I mean, you see that in the documentary. It's blatantly obvious.
Well, check it out. The documentary J6Truth.org is where you want to go. We've got more from Jake Lang on the other side of the break. He is one of the J6 prisoners being held unconstitutionally. Stay with us. We've got
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this lyric is especially fitting for Jake Lang, who is with us right now, one of the J6 prisoners. And my prayer for you, Jake, and I know that you're holding on to Jesus' garment every step of the way. I mean, you've been in solitary confinement for over a year and a half there as a January 6th prisoner, a political prisoner. And here you are guilty of believing in our U.S. Constitution, the ideas that were presented and have been adhered to, that millions of Americans have defended. We've gone to war for these liberties, and you're guilty of believing in them. And, of course, as you and I were talking about, there was another J6 prisoner here recently who committed suicide, that they finally broke him. They broke him, and he just gave up. And my prayer for you and for the other J6 prisoners is that you would hang in there, that God has a purpose in all this, that you just haven't seen it yet. But the thing is that not only will you see it, but those that have done this to you will see it. And the payment that will be required and the judgment that will be on them for doing this to you, heaven help them, Jake Lang. Heaven help them.
Exactly right. I mean, there is no making it through a storm like this without asking Christ to come and be with you and to dance with you in this fire, because there's a certain spirit that it requires. When you're long suffering for righteousness' sake, you have to give thanksgiving to God throughout the entire process, because he's using you as his vessel to expose darkness and wickedness on a massive scale. I mean, without January 6th and the way that we've seen our own government turn against constitutionally minded, God-fearing, red-blooded American citizens. The American citizens would be left in dark and ignorant, be like, oh no, you know, that administration's not half bad. No, we can physically see the proof of what they're willing to do to anybody who opposes their socialist and, you know, tyrannical way of thought. They're willing to remove you from your community, stick you in a hellhole, feed you garbage food, give you no access to your attorney, no access to any religious services, 22 hours a day staring at whitewashed walls. I mean, this is the fate that they are praying for to lesser, yeah, darker forces for all of the American people. They want this to anybody who dares to stand up to their de facto power. This is what they want for anybody that dares to stand up against tyranny.
It's kind of amazing to hear you describe this, because I immediately went to Gitmo, and the Muslims were allowed to pray. They were given all sorts of accommodation, as you recall. But here you are, an American citizen. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said ice cream sundaes, I heard they had.
Yeah. So, but here you are, In solitary confinement. Jake, why you, and now there's, you say 50, roughly 50 of you remaining there, you're all in solitary confinement?
Different. They have some of the more outspoken and like bigger players. Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, he's here with me in Virginia. He's in another unit. Mm-hmm. Joe Biggs, the founder of the Proud Boys. They separated us from the main bulk of the Jan Sixers that are in D.C. Gitmo. We call it D.C. Gitmo. Mm-hmm. There's probably about 35 of them there, and there's like 15 of us separated in solitary confinement across the country. And I mean, even in D.C. Gitmo, I was in D.C. Gitmo from January or February of last year to February of this year, and about 6 months of the 12 months I was there, I was separated from the rest of the Jan Sixers, put in the basement of the jail, in the hole, I mean, in absolutely abhorrent, disgusting conditions that you wouldn't believe, no place to sit. No place to write. You have to eat your meals off the floor. Light stays on 24/7 in your cell. Sleep deprivation. No visitation from my family. I got my first visitation, praise God, from my father right on Father's Day weekend this past weekend. For the first time in 18 months, I was able
first
to see my
time?
Family. Yes, I feel like I was in like Rwanda or somewhere. An old elder political
person.
I couldn't see my family.
You're in America and enduring this type of treatment. Jake, why did they pick you and the others? I mean, what is it that, you know, that you're so profiled that they've set you aside? Did you go and, you know, try to blow up Nancy Pelosi's desk? I mean, what was it?
No, I believe that they're scared of people who can unite people, who can bring people together underneath an umbrella of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they've separated, you know, people that have organizations, patriotic organizations, militia groups. Mm-hmm. I mean, our Second Amendment right is not for hunting. It's, you know, barely for self-defense. It's really in case there is a tyrannical regime that usurps power
exactly.
in this country, that the American people can stand strong. And so they're really going after people who are affiliated with militia groups and leading militia groups, because that's what they're scared of. They're afraid of the American people asserting their right to free and fair government.
So are you associated with a militia group?
After January 6th, after I was nearly murdered myself on the steps of the Capitol, I did put together a group of men that wanted to stand for our Constitution and protect this country. And I was arrested 10 days after January 6th. And, you know, they're calling me a domestic terrorist and all this nonsense. But I'm well within my rights.
Well, they probably, exactly. And they probably saw, because of you being clearly you were an influencer, with your networking and that, then they probably saw the following that you had, the numbers of people. And this probably set off some alarms and warning flags for them. I mean, in a sense, they kind of red flagged you, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, even worse than red flag, they've real life canceled me. I mean, they've they've done everything they can to take away my voice by sticking me in solitary confinement, deleting all my social media accounts, canceling, you know, everything. I mean, they've taken away passports, put me on no-fly lists, dragged my name through the media, called me, you know, all of these horrible, disgusting names, but as the American people can see for themselves on the documentary on j6truth.org, they couldn't be further from the truth. We were there that day. It was like a patriotic event of pure love. I mean, the Holy Spirit was really on the crowd that day. We all stood together for righteousness' sake. And some of us fell that day and died in defense of our Constitution and in defense of our country. And those people, they're American heroes, and they're not domestic terrorists. They're patriots. And the Founding Fathers would have been there shoulder to shoulder with all of us that day standing against tyranny.
Well, we know there's thousands of hours yet to be seen that were taken that day, video, and that is not going to be shown. And it looks like the J6 committee is not interested in revealing the whole truth and nothing but. Jake, in your observation, did you observe any other outsiders of patriots, outsiders of, you know, Donald Trump supporters and the MAGA movement, you know, because it has been reported, like, you know, the gentleman Ray Epps, who has not been arrested whatsoever, but you see him on the Capitol steps trying to, you know, get the crowd revved up, and even the crowd realizes and they start yelling, Fed, Fed, and calling him out. But clearly he was trying to, you know, start something. In your observation, did you notice anything else that was quite obvious where there was interference from either feds, FBI types, Antifa types, or Black Lives Matter?
You know, Bill, it's a good question. Approaching my trial here in January 2023, I'll be a political prisoner for 2 years. I have a different outlook.
You don't have a trial? Your trial is not till January 23?
Yeah, 2 years of rotting in Biden's political prisons before I get a shot at an unbiased jury, which also...
Any kind of due process.
Due process violation. So for me, because I'm facing, you know, they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the allegations that the government's alleging against me, I also look that same way against these allegations of kind of like Antifa people or federal agents in the crowd. I'm not going to take it off the table that that's a possibility, but until I see actual proof, text messages, you know, some kind of coordinating or, you know, people coming forward, whistleblowers to prove this stuff, I'm not going to say that I do, because in my personal opinion, Bill, I believe it was a group of pissed off patriots doing what needed to be done to defend our country. And that's the spirit that I felt that day in the air. And that's all the proof I have, because that's all I saw. And until somebody proves me otherwise, then I'm going to stick to my opinion.
Well, Jake, the committee on Capitol Hill, this Democratic-led committee, would want us to believe that it was Donald Trump. It was all him revving people up. But what I'm hearing you say is that there was an organic response to the incredulous election of 2020. Is that what you're telling me?
That's one of the best ways I've ever heard it put. I think that Donald Trump even probably tried to douse some of the flames that were erupting in people's hearts. I mean, there's a certain point where, you know, people understand the future of the American endeavor here when you have people like Joe Biden leading us. I mean, you're leading us off a cliffside. And the hearts of the American people were set on fire that day. And Donald Trump told us to go down to the Capitol, peacefully protest, and stuff. And so he was even trying to maybe even quell. I have a completely different view. He's probably trying to quell some of the flames that were started there that day. And it was an organic response. And, you know, we were there to peacefully protest. Nobody, I mean, I would say about 80 to 90% of that crowd is gun owners. And nobody brought guns that day. Nobody was planning some kind of revolution.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you?